This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Chris and Amy on 104.1 FM, KMOX. We are broadcasting live for Urban League from Urban League, Metropolitan St. Louis on Kings Highway. It is 1408 Kings Highway, and we are here until 12 o'clock, but they are going to be open all day for the rest of the week, and they've been doing this for weeks now since the tornado, taking donations of supplies that are needed, cleaning supplies, hygiene products, products for infants, bottled water, food, non-perishable food, and all kinds of stuff they need here. So come on through today. You can also do it on Saturdays as well. And we are here for 100 Acts of Kindness. We're kicking it off today in partnership with Jerry Kelly. And we are joined now by Roosevelt Price Jr., who has been affected by the storm that came through in the middle of May. And Roosevelt is with us now on KMOX. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
Doing okay. So tell us how things are going for you, first of all, and what happened.
Well, it's been rough since May 16th. I was on my way to work, and, you know, of course, I was listening, you know, to the weather, you know, keeping track of the weather. And when I made it to work, immediately our phones and everything started going off, you know, for the emergency, you know, to take shelter. And my fiance, she was actually on her way home to work, and I told her, I said, no, don't go that direction, because, you know, the weather's supposed to be bad. I just bought her a new truck. You know, I didn't want her to get hurt, didn't want to get hail damage, stuff like that, to the new truck. So, but anyway, as soon as I got to work, you know, we took shelter, and, you know, when it was over with, I called my fiance to make sure that she was all right, and she said, babe, I'm all right, but I'm trying to get back to our apartment, and it's looking bad. You know, she said it was buildings out in the street, trees was down, power lines were down, and it took her probably about an hour to make it back from her job, from a ride that only takes 15 minutes, and she was able to see our building from a distance, and she was like, babe, it really ain't too much left. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, her and my son, you know, they were together. I told her, I said, well, I'm gonna take off work, I'm gonna get over there fast as I can. I work at Joe's Chemicals, and it takes me about 15 minutes to drive there from my house to my job. Well, it took me close to 2 hours to make it back to my house. You know, the destruction, like I said, seeing trees down, you know, I seen a kid's pants hanging up in the trees, you know, buildings, like I said, out in the street, and cars damaged, you know, people looking distraught and crying. And, you know, of course, I was in complete shock myself, because I've been around tornadoes where, you know, they hit like in, you know, rural areas. Never, you know, been in a situation where a tornado actually hit a heavily populated city. And you know, I had to hold back tears. You know, I was taking videos of it and pictures, because I still couldn't believe that, you know, this happened, you know, in the neighborhood that I live in. And when I finally made it there, you know, to see the destruction, you know, to everything, you know, I had neighbors' houses that was completely gone, you know, like it wasn't there. And my building itself, the tornado took off the roof, it took off the back of the building. On the inside of the building, you can see where the whole front part of the building is kind of detached from the walls is left. And me and my fiance, you know, we tried to grab what we could, but I told her, I said, babe, it ain't safe. I went down in the basement to see if I can get the washer and dryer. And the roof of the basement was touching my head, and I told her, I said, nah, you know, we got to get out of here. You know, it's not safe to be in here. And, you know, we just grabbed what we could, and, you know, we didn't know what we was going to do. You know, we barely had any money. You know, I refused, you know, let my fiance and my son sleep in the car. So I used a little bit that I had. You know, we got a hotel for about 3 days, which they charged about $500 for 3 days. Mm-hmm. You know, we was trying to figure out, you know, who to reach out to. And I told her, I said, well, you know, babe, one of the organizations has always been through, you know, been there for me. You know, when times was rough, is the Urban League. You know, they was one of the first people, you know, I thought about calling. And it was kind of rough getting through to them because, you know, of course, the one out on King's Highway, they was up here, you know, they was affected too, wasn't power and stuff at the time. So I went to the one on Cherokee. And, you know, they told me that they were still getting everything together and all that. But finally, you know, I was able to get in contact with the president because I am a member of the Urban League, you know, to save your sons and daughters. And I explained to them what happened, told them that, you know, we had been in a hotel for about a week. We already paid close to $1,000. Mm-hmm. Me and my family don't have anywhere to go. Our finances are little to none. You know, we need your help. And, you know, the Urban League came through for us. You know, they got us a hotel for 2 weeks. Our stay was just extended at the hotel because, you know, we were able to find an apartment. But the apartment is not going to be ready, like, for another 2 weeks because of inspection and, you know, them having to clean it and stuff like that. So it's been one obstacle after another. But, you know, the Urban League, if it wasn't for the Urban League, it would have been way tougher than what it was. I can tell you that.
I can't imagine what you went through, knowing the storm went through your neighborhood, hit your home, you're trying to drive back. Even the little things that you don't think of, like driving back, were you afraid, like, I might hit a power line? Like, how do I know where to go? Like, to me, that sounded impossible. How did you know, how did you even manage to get home?
Like I said, it was a long ride. You know, speaking of the power lines, there was power lines down in the street. Actually, I was following other cars because it was long lines of cars of people trying to, you know, get back to their house, you know, seeing if they had a house to go back to. So that was one of the reasons why it took so long, because of traffic. And then, like I said, everything being in the street. But how I found my way was just trying to find my way. You know, as you know, St. Louis has streets just blocked off that you can't go through. And that was one of the reasons why, you know, it took me so long to get to where I wanted to get to. The main block that I would go up on Cottage to get to my street, it was transformers and power lines and trees down on the end of that block. So I had to find my way, go all the way back out to Page, circle around, and come up Taylor to get to my block. That's how I got there. But yeah, it was, yeah, until this day, you know, it seemed like it just happened yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, when I think of, you know, what I saw, and even when I go back to the neighborhood, you know, the destruction, you know, the sadness. I mean, you know, it's good, you know, to see St. Louis come together, you know, in times like this. But at the same time, you know, there's still a lot of people out there suffering, you know.
It's a long time. Like you said, it feels like it happened yesterday. That's a long time to carry that sadness.
Yeah. But, you know, I have a strong faith in God. You know, it could have been worse for me and my family. You know, we could have been hurt. You know, fortunately, you know, we had both our vehicles. You know, unlike some families, you know, they lost their home, they lost their vehicles, they lost everything, and even lost some family members. But for me, you know, me and my family, you know, we're safe and healthy, and you know, we got the Urban League helping us. So, you know, we just try and look at the positive. You know, turn the negative into the positive.
Roosevelt, you said you found a place to move into. How far away is it from where your home was?
It's about 15, maybe 20 minutes away on the south side of St. Louis.
Okay. Is that, I mean, is that good for you, or is it, you know, would you prefer to be back up here closer to home?
No, it's good for me because I actually used to live on the south side of St. Louis before I moved out north. So it's actually closer to my fiance's job and where my son goes to school.
You know, when you, when people suffer tragedy, a loss, or like a home fire, a lot of times it's the neighbors and your immediate community that helps you out. What do you do when the whole community suffered the tragedy? You can't turn to your neighbors because they lost their homes too.
Well, you know, it's a good question that you asked there because, you know, when that happened, our neighbors were distraught trying to figure out what they were going to do. And, you know, we talked and, you know, tried to comfort each other, and you know, we both said that, you know, we'll make it through it, you know, things will be all right. And sometimes, you know, just talking about a tragedy and sharing it with your neighbors and getting it out, you know, that's helpful, you know, within itself, because you know that they're suffering, you know, the same way that you are. And sometimes, you know, when you have people with you that's there, that's going through the same thing that you're going through, it's kind of comforting because you know that you can lean on each other. You know that you're not by yourself. So,
do you know how many of them have been, have any been able to stay? Any of your immediate neighbors?
My whole block.
It's all gone.
They red tagged what was left. Yeah. There's a couple of neighbors on the end that's, you know, they want to rebuild, but there's so much destruction to their house and all that. And, you know, they just taking it one step at a time. I can tell you with the rainstorms that came after that, the neighbors that were trying to stay there to rebuild, they had to leave because the rainstorms made worse, you know, what had already happened to their house. You know, they ceilings, whatever they had left, you know, they ceilings caved in, you know, from all the rain and stuff like that. You know, so yeah, the rainstorms after the tornadoes didn't make it any better.
Hmm. With the homes, you said they were red tagged. No. I know. Do you know if those were the homes that will also are set to be not like, will they have to be knocked down on that street?
Yeah. My landlord said he's not even going to attempt to try and rebuild it because it's so much destruction and, you know, it would cost too much money. So, which unfortunately, you know, it's a lot of places like that in North St. Louis, you know, where the tornado hit, you know, a lot of people just moved on because, you know, they just don't see themselves, you know, rebuilding.
How have you been able to talk to your son about what's going on?
You know, my son, he's taking it good, but, you know, he's a kid. You know, he's 9 years old. I can tell you the Urban League really helped out with that as far as the hotel that they put us in because, you know, the hotel has a pool, you know, has a basketball court. So, you know, he stays busy with that. You know, he really loves to swim. So prior to that, we were supposed to leave the hotel yesterday, and Urban League was trying to get the extension, and you know, the hotel, you know, had to go through the paperwork and figure out, you know, who's under the Urban League, who's staying, you know, who's not staying, this and that. And you know, so when Miss Moore called me and told me that, you know, she had a couple of other hotels that we can go to just in case we couldn't stay at that one, my fiance and my son, you know, they were upset because they didn't want to move again because we had been in so many hotels already. And, you know, the Urban League came through again and, you know, they granted us the extension, you know, at the last minute. So we were able to stay. And my fiance, my son was happy. You know, my son started jumping up and down. He's like, yeah, I want to stay here. I don't want to move again. So, you know, just living in hotels, not having your own home, you know, thinking about that if we had to go to another hotel, it wouldn't have a kitchenette. It wouldn't have a refrigerator. You know, what are we going to do with our food that's in the freezer, you know, where can we take it? You know, automatically, you know, those things, you know, came to us because this is what we went through, you know, when the tornado hit. You know, whatever we can salvage, we didn't have anywhere to put it. You know, we had to hurry up and gather things and find somewhere else to go. But, you know, the Urban League came through again, and, you know, fortunately, you know, we didn't have to move again.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Roosevelt, you mentioned Save Our Sons and Daughters, and you do work for them. What? Yeah. Tell us about that and what you do.
Well, it's a program that I went through at the beginning. Actually, when I was incarcerated, I got out, and the Urban League was there, and you know, I went through a couple of their classes, and you know, Save Your Sons and Daughters, and pretty much what that does, that you know, it kind of caters to the youth, and you know, helping the youth, you know. You know, if they need people to talk to, help them get into, you know, programs and schools and stuff like that. So, you know, I can't thank the Urban League enough, because the Urban League also helped me go through trucking school, you know, when I got out. I'm originally from Kansas City, and I moved out here to St. Louis, you know, for a new start. And St. Louis has been good to me, you know, a couple of unfortunate things, but... the Urban League, since I've been here in St. Louis, you know, they've been there for me. You know, they helped me from beginning to this point. So I can't say enough about the Urban League and everything that they do. You know, I try and let everybody know that, you know, whoever needs help, assistance, or whatever, you know, the Urban League is the place to go to. You know, they'll try and assist you in the best way they can. You know, they can actually help in ways that you never thought, because I didn't know a lot about the Urban League before I came to St. Louis. And, you know, I'm glad I became a member of the Urban League. And, you know, like I said, you know, they've been there for me.
Well, Roosevelt, we appreciate you sharing your story with us. And, we're going to be thinking about you, obviously. Thank you for coming by. And we're glad that Urban League was able to give you some help.
Okay, thank you guys for your time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.